Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to author G.D. Grace's A Touch of Grace, Literary Magic, on Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
right now, that was the Cupid Shuffle, the one that kicked off a global dance line phenomenon as recorded and performed by today's guest, New Cupid, who will be joining me today for today's show. But first, a little touch of grace. It is the glimmer in the eye that is the spark of amazing. It is the flickering flame within the spirit that invokes the craving to be driven down a straightforward path, to respond with action for the divine task being asked. Comet in space that races across a midnight sky. Proceed forward with faith without asking why. Set your course for amazing. People of the world, I am your host, GD. Welcome to Street Player Presents on A Touch of Grace. Today's date is the 8th of May, 2014, and the time is 1:30 p.m. Now, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, so I'm sending a shout out to all the mothers who are living with us and those who have passed on and those who have yet to become mothers. It is a wonderful time of the year. It's approaching summertime, and spring has definitely just been that spring. The reference, Dance Party King, is a befitting title for today's guest. His infectious song, The Cupid Shuffle, took the globe by storm and had us line dancing at weddings, family reunions, and concerts. He has opened up for mainstream acts from the legendary OJs, Frankie Beverly and Mays, Stevie Wonder, the SOS Band, Music Soul Child, just to name a few. He also garnered nationwide acknowledgement during the launch of McDonald's McCafe product. His Cupid Shuffle hits the soul just like Pharrell Williams' infectious global hit Happy. And unless you're dead, you cannot help but nod your head, shuffle your feet, and snap your fingers to the catchy tunes he records and performs. Once Cupid Shuffle hit YouTube, it became a viral hit. Along with Steve Harvey, he set out to break the Guinness Book of World Records line dance record with the Cascade Park event that had 17,000 people line dancing, and it was an event that shattered the 12,000 attended in the Tokyo event. Hard to get into the gym for a workout, he incorporated his own music into the curriculum for physical fitness. He went from 240 pounds down to 200 pounds. Is that amazing or what? His shows are an interactive experience for concert goers, young and old, and he joins me on Street Player today to discuss his phenomenal success and why he has not joined us right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play his latest tune called Wham Dance. So take a listen, and he should be joining us shortly.
And we did this song called A Wham Dance. Now I'm just gonna go
with your DJ Rose 504, introducing to the world Cupid, the dance party king in Mexico. Everybody get up and do the
Wham Dance. Go back.
Started with bag. A prince blocking that thug like a corner bag. So I turned around and started dancing with Ray. Rolling on the roof and screaming, go ahead. Like a dog, I was huffing on hay. Doing the kind of moves that we be using in bed. I said, forget the small talk, baby, what's up? She said, yeah, you're kind of cute, but I'm in here, what up? I sized up and started getting it with Black. I was throwing it out and she was throwing it back. I wanted to pick up, but I ain't gonna hurt my back. She was about 220, but I ain't calling her back. I said, big girl, won't you bag it up? No, seriously, back up on me, son, and stop pushing me, you're squishing me.
Go front, go back, go left, go right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the latest one by New Cupid, and it's called The Wham Dance, and it features DJ Rowe, and DJ Rowe presents Cupid and the recording artist Mystical. So we are still working on getting today's guest on the show, and I'm going to try something. I'm going to try to make a call out from this forum. I've never done it before. So, you know, you just have to dive in sometimes. So here, let's see if I could go ahead and get him on. Hold on just a second.
The mailbox belonging to
New Cupid
is full and cannot accept new messages at this time. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Okay, you know what? I see. Well, you know what? Cupid just dropped, so hold on a second. I think he'll be calling back in, so sit tight for just a second, and I'm going to have him on. I'm really excited about having this young man on. I mean, what he has done in the music industry is, you know, close to amazing. You're talking about someone who recorded a song, and he was noticed by McDonald's, and that's like a huge thing. And then also to hook up with Steve Harvey, I think that is just an amazing feat. So now he is not only just making great music, but he is also working with people and from a fitness point of view as well. And so people are losing weight listening to him and his songs. And so I'm honored to have him on the show today. So if you bear with me just a moment, we'll be bringing him on. Thank you for tuning in today. And let's try this one more time.
The mailbox belonging to
New Cupid.
Hey, Cupid.
It's full and cannot accept new messages at this time. Please try again later. Goodbye.
All right. Hey, Cupid, how are you doing? Well, you know what? Now I'm kind of understanding this outbound feature. Pretty much what happens is when I make an outbound call, it actually shows up on the switchboard. So I'm not really sure where Cupid is right now. But what I'm going to do, rather than trying to blab on and on and on, I'm going to go ahead and play this other cool cut by him. It's called Go Ahead, Baby. So sit back, take a listen. Cupid should be joining us soon, all right? When you're broadcasting over the air, things like this happen, so you just roll with the punch. So if for some reason Cupid can't join us today, which I doubt very highly, then we'll go ahead and go into a music set. But for right now, this is the one called Go Ahead, Baby. Thank you.
New Cupid kind of pop. I swear, we're gonna have the whole world doing this one, dog. The Lion Dance King is in the building. Hey, come on. Get in there, jump out of there. Get in there, jump out of there. I wanna see what you can do. You gotta jump up in that thing like you're fitting to beat it out the frame. Ooh. It's a party going on right now, and I'm so glad you came. Take the pressure down, she got it going on. She's taking videos and pictures with her cell phone. And when she puts it up, she get 100 likes. It ain't a phone, so she attracted to the spotlight. Get in there, jump out of there. Step with it, step with it. Your swagger, your style. Every time this song come on, you got the whole club going wild. I know I'm not dead, got you in a trance. Taking videos and mixes with your iPad. When you post it up, you get the 100 likes. It ain't a phone that you attract, it's better if I lie.
Today's guest, yeah, who has not joined us yet, but that was called Go Ahead Baby by New Cupid. So what I'm going to do, we started the music set off with New Cupid's The Cupid Shuffle, and then we went on ahead and went into his latest release, Wham Dance, featuring DJ Roe and Cupid as well as Mystical. So what I'm going to do now, I believe I see him on the console right now, so let's go ahead and bring him in. Thanks for your patience, and here we go.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, New Cupid? How's everything?
Doing good, man. Busy. I apologize. I had one of them days today, and I with this travel crazy today. So we want to blame. I don't want to say the airlines for But it's all good. I'm in the building. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, you're in the building, and you know what? It is all good. The listeners today got a chance to hear three of your tunes. They got a chance to hear Go Ahead, Baby, and, of course, the global phenomenon, the Cupid Shuffle, and then we also played the latest one, the Wham Dance. So your real name is Bryson Bernard. Where did the name New Cupid come from?
Cupid comes from when I was young. Everybody knew me for singing Cupid by Sam Cooke, because not many people really could sing that song as a youth. And then I really fell in love with the song Cupid by 112. So people would say, hey, that's that guy that sings Cupid all the time. So it would just, that just stuck with me. Like, oh, that's Cupid. That's the guy that sings Cupid. So that stuck there. And then at the beginning of Cupid Shuffle, you know, I say, New Cupid. So in order for me to be Google searched correctly, Cupid is just not the best word you want to use if you want to get your website on the front page, you know, because you're going to get the little Greek god. So New Cupid is what I meant.
Well, I hear you, and I know all about that SEO, that Google search. Well, one thing I can say is that I was putting together the show because the intruders were scheduled to be on today, so I really thank you for filling in at the last minute. So I've been jamming your music all morning, and one thing that I noticed about your music is that it really has a happy feel. You can't help but move your feet and sway your head and snap your fingers. So before we get off into the music phenomenon that is you, can you take us back to your childhood? What was early life like for you, and what were your dreams back then?
Well, And as a youth, I mean, I was an athlete. I was in track and field. I actually went to college on a track scholarship. You know, music was always secondary, but I loved it. You know, I was an athlete first, man. But when I got to college, you know, I met a couple of guys who had the same type of passion for me, like music that I did. And so we decided to start a group called Fifth Element. And then from there, I went solo and just started, like, you know, making R&B music the only way I knew how, because being from Louisiana, we like to party and dance and have a good time. So I just wanted to make the type of music with an R&B flair, and that's kind of where my style and the fact that I like a lot of party music comes from.
All right. So it sounds wonderful. I got to tell you right now, it was my Aunt Shay, that actually hit me onto the Cupid Shuffle. She goes, hey, I want you to look at this on YouTube, and I see these people, old, young, and they're just jamming. And I also attended a wedding last year of my nephew's mom, and I saw old people, like as old as 80, out there jamming to this, you know, New Cupid, this Cupid Shuffle. I just thought it just was phenomenal. Never knew that a few months later I would actually be talking to the man, the mastermind behind it. So while you were growing up, what sorts of genre of music was played in your household?
A lot of blues, a lot of Zydeco, a lot of R&B. A lot of Southern soul, and a little bit of hip-hop, not much. But all those elements, you know, Cupid Shuffle would be like a Zydeco song. Like Tempo is Zydeco, we got the, you know, and it's just one of those real Southern gritty down-home types of styles. That's what I grew up with listening to as a kid.
Mm-hmm. And my family is, I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi, and so whenever my aunts and my mom go back. Oh, yeah. Whenever they go back, my uncle actually moved back to Gulfport, Mississippi. But whenever they come home, they always have all of this great R&B music that, you know, we don't really get a chance to hear here on the West Coast. So when you're talking about the Cupid Shuffle, and I see the people doing the dance, did you create the dance?
I did, yeah. I did. I made the dance and the song up the same day.
Wow. So you're also a choreographer then.
Yeah, I put together a little something, man.
Yeah, you really do. I was on your website. As a matter of fact, I think that website is fantastic. And the piece that I really keyed in on, outside of the song Phenomenon, is the fact that you lost 40 pounds doing the Cupid Shuffle and doing your song. So let's talk about that whole Causetopia, a land where negativity doesn't exist. What piqued your interest in wanting to get off into the peace concept?
Well, you know, being around a lot of major players in the game, like Monique, Steve Harvey, time joining, you start to hanging around them, you start to understand why they're so successful, and it's because they allow room for their blessings. You know, we focus on negativity so much, man, that we don't make room for enough good, and that's why a lot of times it doesn't shine. So I was thinking, let me start taking the same formula that these successful people are using and implementing into my life, and that's where Positopia comes from, the land where negativity doesn't exist. So in my mind frame, like, I don't believe in negativity at all. Like, certain people don't believe in certain things. Some people don't eat meat. Some people, I just don't believe in negativity. Like, everything is a lesson, and I just take the positive out of anything that happens and just, you know, roll with it.
And you know what, and one of the positive things that have come out, like I mentioned, was this thing about controlling weight, because diabetes is actually killing our loved ones. You know, we are obese, and I believe that they say that this generation is the most obese generation ever. So you released a DVD in 2013 called Q-robics, and again, yeah, you yourself have lost over 40 pounds. So what I believe, in all honesty, Cupid, is that what you have done is a humanitarian venture. Has anybody ever mentioned humanitarian in the same sentence as Q-robics?
No, man, this is the first. I do appreciate that that you're saying that. You know, I was on a Monique show, and I was 240 pounds, man, and I just wanted to take the resources that I had and use them, you know, for fitness. Because, of course, coming from a track background, I was never really big, you know. So we just started taking aerobic movements and adding them into the line dance. And that's where Q-robics comes from, is line dance aerobics. So we packaged it, put it together, and put it out February of 2013. We're 10,000 units strong going forward into this year. So we have some big things coming for Q-robics Volume 2. And we just want you to, I mean, look, you're going to do it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday anyway with some Hennessy and some Ciroc in your hand. So you might as well do it with a protein shake and a bottle of water, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, and I agree with you on that. And when you're talking about Monique, Monique, you know, really used to promote, like, being big, but she herself has actually slimmed down. Has she actually listened to or viewed your DVD?
Yeah, I've sent some out, man. I've actually sent some to a very few influential people who've actually done it, Dr. Steve Perry, who's, you know, world-proclaimed, you know, motivational speaker. He and his wife and his family, they all do it, you know, and so on and so forth. Even my man, nephew Tommy, he's in his household, and a few others. So, you know, a lot of people have been getting on to it, and we've been touring all year with it. I'll actually be the fitness advocate for the night, for the Neighborhood Awards, the Steve Harvey Neighborhood Awards this year in Atlanta, Georgia. So we'll be doing Q-robics there. And we're just branching off across the world. Like, this is the next dance phenomenon. You know, there was Billy Blanks and Tybo, and then there was P90X, and then there was Zumba, and now there's Q-robics.
You know, I think it's fantastic what you've done. I mean, I don't even think it's fantastic. I just think that it is phenomenal. So you grew up in Louisiana. And so when you sat down and you wrote this song, did you have any idea? But let me let the listeners know, 6,500 new downloads each week, double platinum. Did you know that this thing was going to take off like that? Is this what you planned? Did you have a business concept behind it? Did you really know that it was going to do all that it is doing right now?
I mean, I knew it was a special record because, you know, from the first time I played it, I didn't know that the East Coast and the West Coast would get it because, you know, out there, they're very funny about music. It's like, you know, if it's not, this is a very different, you know, coming from the South, deep down in the South, I didn't think that a line dance would catch on. I knew that the Southern region would get it. I knew that Chicago would get it. I knew the Midwest would get it. But I didn't know about the East and the West Coast. And when I started seeing that it gravitated and started taking over those areas as well, that's when I kind of knew, like, yeah. But initially, I knew it had Southern appeal and a regional appeal, but I didn't know it would go national as big and as you know, as it has and it still is. So, you know, it's a pleasant surprise.
Well, yeah, it definitely is a pleasant surprise. My aunt tipped me to the Cupid Shuffle, and I had seen it being done. And I remember the Electric Slide had been around for years. And then I also remember Von Mason and crew with their Rock Bounce Roll Skate. You know, it was sort of a tutorial on how they wanted you to move with the music. But this is the thing that really just shoots it into a phenomenon. And I know that people rag on McDonald's all the time, but you became the face of McDonald's McCafe National ad campaign. So how did that experience come into fruition?
Well, I was connected through my publicist to tour with Music Soulchild for the McCafe events. And, of course, you know, I started off as the opener. But, you know, we just put so much energy and stuff that the people at McCafe thought it would be cool for us to come up with a McCafe shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with just a little bit of teamwork, we came up and put it together and shot the commercial. And, of course, that was the slogan for McCafe. You know, we had all the different flavors shuffled into one cup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the McCafe comes from.
You know, I think that is just so cool. So I'm pretty sure that something like that, a national ad campaign, had to be pretty lucrative for you. So without getting into your money business, I just want to know, just out of curiosity, how does something like that, the contractual thing, how is that presented to you? And did you have lawyers looking over the paperwork for it before you actually sign the contract?
Absolutely. Like, I would never do anything without my attorney looking at it. I mean, I wouldn't sell you a pack of bubble gum if we didn't have a contract making sure that if you swallow it, I don't get sued. So, yeah, I mean, McDonald's is a national company that has all their T's crosses and all their I's dotted. So, you know, going into it, of course, they know they've done this several times with several other slogans. So it's a pretty smooth process on their end because it's pretty standard. I mean, you just make sure you get your lawyer to look at it and make sure the numbers are sufficient. But in any instance, being tied to a national brand like McDonald's for a season is never a bad thing. So, you know, you make that happen.
No, it never is. So here we are. We have your music. For those who have tuned in today, you're listening to GD on Street Player Presents with the phenomenal artist known as Cupid. So, Cupid, you have had the fitness piece. You have had the restaurant piece. But then you also went – your music was also featured in films, Jumping the Broom, Step It Up 2, P.S. I Love You, and The Adventures of Nancy Drew, as well as Dance Central. 3, a video game. So you have now film and a video game. So this has become a very lucrative venture for you. Have you always had that business savvy, or is it something that you grew into?
Well, I grew into it on a national scale, but, you know, locally, there always has to be a plan. Like, I used to tour with Frankie Beverly, SOS Band, and Lenny Williams as a teenager, like 19, 20 years old. So I always tried to, like, say, okay, if I sell $1,000 worth of CDs, I'm going to put $10 here, $100 here, $20 here, you know, because, you know, you're given a gift, and you take that gift, and you kind of got to try to get as many revenue streams as you can from that gift. And So I took that from a smaller scale, and I just included it same and planned into a larger scale. So with Cupid Shuffle, like you said, there's fitness, there's film, there's television, there's instructional DVDs. There's so many things you can do with that one lesson, so you got to just make sure you maximize it to the fullest.
Exactly, and you definitely are. See, what people don't know, and I'm happy that people are going to actually be able to listen to this broadcast, because what you have created a very positopian brand that is really putting out a lot of joy into the world. So when I listen to your songs, I don't hear any X-rated lyrics in them. So is that a conscious Or is it a coincidence, or is it just a conscious decision that you made that you wanted your music to be clean?
Well, one of the things is when I made the Cupid Shuffle, my audience was so broad. You know, I had 60-year-old white ladies. I had 4-year-old kids. I had Spanish, Asian. So when you have a demographic that's that broad, you have to realize that you have to make music to cover all of those demographics on the second go-round and the third and the fourth. So if I made a song called Cupid Shuffle and I got these kids going crazy, I can't double back with a song called, you know, Pop It, Twerk It on a Handstand stuff. You know, I got to make sure that I keep my audience in mind, because the one thing you don't want to do is lose your core fans. So
right. That's
something that and just on the moral side, you know, I speak to a lot of schools. I do a lot of community work. So, you know, I want to be that one seed that represents positive. And in order for me to do that, I can't bring negative connotation into my music. I mean, you know, everybody has their own persona and their own image, and, you know, to each his own. So I salute that. Like, I'm not telling anybody what to do and not do. Just for myself, I just got to make sure that I keep the same fans that, you know, fell in love with Cupid Shuffle and songs before that happy.
Yeah, and, you know, when we're talking about Pharrell's Happy, you know, it has also become a global phenomenon as well. But then when I'm going to be showing my age now. When I go back, I remember a little song called Don't Worry, Be Happy by...
And Bobby McFerrin, baby. You already know it.
Yeah. So were you a fan of that type of music even back then?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, let me tell you, being in Louisiana, we party for everything. Man, it's so crazy. We party when you die. Like, we have second line stuff. We second line down the street to celebrate your home going. So everything that I've been, especially on the local scene, you know, you had a lot of these local bounce artists, a lot of these different types of music, you know, that's what I grew up on. So, you know, Bobby McFerrin's song was a breath of fresh air, you know, songs like that, songs like, you know, of course, Happy, like, that's out now, that's, you know, that's right up my alley. Like, Cupid Shuffle is like the dance version of Happy, you know. It's just cool, man. It's just cool to just represent that, man, because, you know, we got so much negativity that we can, you turn the TV on or you log on the internet, you're going to see a million posts of somebody getting punched, hit with a shovel. You know the deal.
Right.
For me, it's like, yo, let me get a breath of fresh air. I want my kids, you know, when you put the safeguard, a little safe, when you click the safety thing on your computer to negate all negative stuff, and you know, I can still be on there, so it's all good.
Yeah, no, it is all good, and I like what you said, too, about the music of today. I know that it represents the generation, and, I mean, let's face it, when Madonna and Prince were doing their things in the 80s, they were very sexually explicit, and so now that has just really... sex actually sells in the entertainment industry, but it is always a breath of fresh air when an artist decides to go ahead and walk a path of enlightenment as opposed to going into that. And again, it's not knocking what they're doing out there. I mean, they're being successful with it, so people definitely want it. So what I want to talk about is the Guinness Book of World Records. You and Steve Harvey. How did that event come together?
Well, I met Steve in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. And he and I, you know, we just vibed as soon as we met. And he had an idea. He was like, man, you know, I want to help you out. I want to, you know, see this Cupid Shuffle be a worldwide phenomenon. Like, what if we both get this Book of World Records? I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. So he orchestrated, excuse me, we were in Cascade Park in Atlanta, Georgia, and we got 17,000 people to do the Cupid Shuffle for 8 straight minutes. And that beat the previous record of Tokyo with 12,000. So, you know, we put a hurting on Tokyo real quick.
Yeah, you definitely did. I am so very proud of you, Cupid. I think I've got chill bumps just listening to one that God has sent to this earth to actually add joy and spread love and happiness. I think that that is fantastic. So how did you guys get that many people together? Was it a radio advertisement? Was it flyers everywhere? How did you pull it all together?
We were on the Essence Black Family Reunion Tour. So it was myself, Kid and Play, Full Force, Monica was out there. And it was a big concert that was going on in Atlanta. So they made that like a part of the concert, and telling you people went crazy.
That's pretty cool. I think that's very cool. And you really are locking horns with some very major players in the industry. Because Steve Harvey, I actually looked at his net worth. Steve Harvey has went on. He came from the Kings of Comedy. Then he had the Steve Harvey Show. Then he was on Family Feud. Now he's got his own talk show. He even is in syndication here on a station called KBLX, he and Uncle Tommy. So a lot of African-American people out really trying to make a difference in the African-American community. So when you look at the community as a whole, Cupid, what is it that you see? What is it that you think is holding us back as a race as far as those areas where people just really seem to like be in a box of negativity?
Well, you know, man, you know, we just fighting against the matrix, man. I mean, you know, with media and television, you know, I try to encourage kids to turn off your TV for at least 3 hours a day. You know, and just get in a book, go play outside, go do something that'll like spark your spirit and get you going. It's the same way, you know, we just got, you know, we're a social media technology based in you know, culture like now. So it's tough. It really is. But you know, it's conversations like these and conversations that you got to have with somebody daily to just inspire them to want to be better. You know, we just got to just continue to just try to spread that good news person to person every single day, you know, because there's no one way to fix it, you know. But they just person to person, man. If you can save two people and I can get two people and we can all get two people thinking the same way, then, you know, we've made a change in the world. And I think just anybody figuring it out is a lot better than nobody.
I agree with you on all points that you just made. So when going back in time a little bit, back to Hurricane Katrina, were you living in Louisiana at the time that Hurricane Katrina hit?
I was, man. It was 2005. I had just auditioned for American Idol right before I got signed. And I remember being in the Superdome like a few weeks before Katrina hit. And it was crazy.
And so did the hurricane, because do you live further inland and weren't affected as much by it like the people down in New Orleans?
Yeah, correct. I'm in Lafayette, man, but I had a lot of friends that were from New Orleans that was in college with me. So, you know, we had a lot of people come from New Orleans and stay in my apartment. I mean, at one time I had 11 people staying in a one-bedroom apartment, you know. So it was rough, man, but, you know, we had to pull together as a people, you know, and come together and try to help the people in New Orleans as much as possible.
Yeah, definitely. And isn't that ironic that here you are auditioning for American Idol, and then a few weeks or months later, you know, the devastation that was known as Hurricane Katrina. So let's talk about your American Idol audition. So you're a singer as well.
Oh, yeah, that's all I ever did. Like, I know, you know, people think, like, it's funny because when I start off the Cupid Shuffle, the very first few words I say is they say I'm a rapper, and I say no, because I've sing. Like, if you know, I sing, like, for real, like, that's all I've ever done. It's just that I sing to party records. So I think people in the industry get confused because they assume that R&B has to be slow. It has to go. It's more to it than that, because you got to look at the Jackie Wilsons and you got to look at the people like that who, and James Brown, who was, you know, I got that feeling like just going in, like, you know, they would have been considered rappers in 2014. But for me, you know, I just make the same type of music. But yeah, I sang, man. I sang. Like, get behind the organ and like try to make your family cry, kind of thing.
Oh, well, that's what I'm talking about. So who was on the panel when you did your American Idol audition, and what kind of feedback did they give you?
Man, when I did American Idol, I didn't even get to the judges. I went to the first round, and they told me. But the funny part about it was there was a guy. His name was Trillion. And I don't know if you remember the old episode of American Idol with the guy who had the gold teeth. And he was, come on, Simon. And he was acting crunk. Get crunk, Simon, get crunk. But the funny part about him was he made it to Hollywood, and I didn't. So I had my feelings about that, you know, to watch him audition right next to me. And they say he's going to Hollywood, and he was up there rapping. And I got up there and sung my heart out. And they were like, we don't want you, but we want him. I was instantly informed and made aware of how this all works. So I just went back to square one and just started grinding back in the lab.
Yeah, well, aren't we the lucky ones? So let's talk about from humble beginnings into the spotlight, the world center stage. How do you keep it all balanced?
I mean, I'm my upbringing, man. I'm a very humble guy. I still live in the same hometown that I was brought up. So the people around me don't allow me to get the big head, you know. When you live in your hometown, they don't let that happen, man. and I mean, of course, you know, I just realized that I'm very blessed. Like, there's like millions of people that wish they had a record like Cupid Shuffle in their catalog. So I realize that, and I take pride in that, and I'm very thankful for that, man.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about standing center stage then. Okay, so you've been on tour with Frankie Beverly and Maze, the OJs, Music Soul Child, and you definitely hold your own in the company of these mainstream artists. So what is the experience like? Let's go back. Let's break it in two parts. Okay, your very first performance in front of thousands of people. What was that experience like for you?
Well, man, it's funny. I got it actually on a video, on a VHS tape, man. It was 2002. I was in the Louisiana Cajun Dome, and I had a little popular song out at the time called Do Your Thing. And I remember being a local artist, man, performing in front of 10,000 people and totally rocking that thing. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. And, I come up in the days, like, today is different. Today, you go in the studio and you put some auto-tune on your voice and you become an artist and you put some cool clothes on and you get you a manager and you make you a song. But when I came up, you had to go to them talent shows. You had to go to them talent shows and you had to get in front of a crowd and earn and not get booed. So, you know, coming from those ranks, that's why my performance is always A1, because every time you got on stage back in the day, it was a chance you'll get booed. You have to represent,
yeah,
man.
It's almost like the Apollo, going to Showtime at the Apollo. And
it's worse because when you go into them HBCUs, they boo you before they even know your name.
Wow. Oh, man.
I've seen national people get booed at some of them schools. So, you know, you gotta represent, man.
Yeah, you definitely got to have a thick skin as well. And so here you are in the year of 2014. So what is new on the horizon? I know that we played the song with DJ Roe Presents Cupid and Mystical, but what are some of the new things that you have planned for the months coming?
I have a new release that just came out today with Kylie Park called No Discrimination. It's an EDM record. It's actually an electronic music, dance music record. And I on the song is Kylie Park, Mo Green, and myself, but I use my alter ego on there, which is DPK, the Dance Party King. So you'll see featuring DPK. I also have a new Southern Soul record called To the Moon and Back that's charting on the blues charts all across the country. And, of course, Wham Dance doing well, and Go Ahead Baby. So because my audience was so broad, I got to make music for everybody, man. So I just drop a little something here, a little something there, man, make everybody happy.
So you're doing a wonderful job. I got to tell you right now, you are fire. I can't imagine anybody sitting through one of your sets and not moving your head around. And while I'm talking right now, I just want to go ahead and thank Yvette Brown for actually making this interview possible. She has just been a phenomenal support for A Touch of Grace, and Extravagant Entertainment is just fantastic. So let's talk about, you mentioned No Discrimination is being released today. So that whole Don Sterling, I think I pronounced this guy's name right, and racism. Now, when I went back to Mississippi when I was a teenager, I think I was too young to actually really feel what was going on. But in 2012, I got a chance to go back to Orlando, Florida, and it hit me smack dab in the middle of the face. So what are the race things going on right now down in Louisiana? Has it gotten better?
It has. I mean, you know, it has. I mean, so many things are going on now. People are starting to identify, and I think people are coming together a lot more. So, you know, we praying for change, man, but we just want it to be all good. I think it is.
Yeah, I remember when Brother James Brown, the phenomenon that he was, and, you know, him actually being, knowing that it wasn't too kosher back there, so he drove his truck on flat tires to get to a place in the city where there were witnesses. And then Little Richard commented on it. He said, you know, you can't blame a man for running for his life. So if it has gotten better since that time, I think that's fantastic. I actually want to take a trip home, and I actually want to take in some of the shows. You know what, Cupid? A lot of the great music, like you have broken out of just the southern place. You have gone global. But there are so many local talents. I had JB, the soul man, on. I had an artist by the name of Kizo, who was on as well. And they're doing their thing. So do you reach back to help, like, upcoming artists, or are you fully focused on the Cupid brand right at this point?
I mean, anybody who wants to do features with me, like we just did, like I said, with Collie Park, I got one coming up with Mel Waiters. Anybody who wants to work, I'm all about working. So collaborations are very important in the music industry. So I'm all about that, man, helping other artists, you know, do their thing as well, you know, always.
All right, that's fantastic. Where can your music be purchased?
iTunes, just tip in New Cupid on iTunes, and the whole entire catalog, even pre-Cupid Shuffle and post-Cupid
mm-hmm.
Shuffle, I'll be on there.
Okay, that sounds great. And so when we're talking about that as well, your website is fantastic. Who did that for you?
Shout out to Comet Developers. I have a really great staff here in Louisiana that takes care of it, and they're up to date 24/7, so I really appreciate that.
And what is that website so that for the fans who are going to be listening can actually go there and find you?
It's very easy. It's newcupidonline.com. Easy. Newcupidonline.com. That easy.
All right. And so for the booking for your shows, is it Yvette that handles all of that if people want to book you for shows?
Yeah. You can go on the website. All the information is there. You can contact 337-354-6533, and we'll get you situated, man. We get so many calls between fitness and between the different genres of music that if you can get somebody on the line, then it's all good.
Yeah, you're on fire, man. That's all I got to say. It's an honor to have shared this space and time with you here today. And so a couple of final questions. What would you like to leave the fans who tune in and the ones who listen to the recorded broadcast with today? What final words of wisdom does Cupid want to leave them?
The only way you fail is if you quit.
Short and sweet. I like it. So, Cupid, I want to thank you for being a guest on A Touch of Grace today. And so I have a question for you. What show is the best on Block Talk Radio?
A Touch of Grace, baby, all day.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what I like to hear. Well, I certainly wish you continued success. And if we ever can be a help here on A Touch of Grace, you are welcome back here anytime. When you get ready to launch new music, get in touch with Yvette. She'll get in touch with me. We are growing 30,000 strong day by day. This show is just growing. And we have just interviewed the phenomenal talent known as New Cupid. New Cupid, thanks for doing the show. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too, man. Take care now.
All right, you too. All right, everybody. So we just had a inspiring and just God, it was a phenomenal interview with this young man. He has gone off into so many parts of the business. New Cupid is actually a brand. So you're talking about a health fitness video that has been released. You're talking about breaking Guinness World Records. You're talking about touring with legends of R&B, and you're talking about the type of joy that he is bringing into the world. Pharrell Williams may be mainstream, but this guy definitely is mainstream. McDonald's commercials and all of these things, and I certainly wish him the best. And I just want to send a special shout-out to my people, Yvette Brown over at Extravagant Entertainment, for making a lot of the Street Player interviews happen, and also to my friends over at World Media, who has been a phenomenal support to A Touch of Grace. So here are the upcoming shows. Tomorrow on the 9th, we have another phenomenal talent. His name is Ronald Bell Jr. He is an author and a minister. He has a book out called Bigger Than Hip Hop, so we're going to actually dive into that with him tomorrow. On Saturday, we have the author of multiple books. Her name is Drika Armstrong, and she joins iArtist Presents. And then on Sunday, well, there are no shows for Sunday because we are celebrating our mothers, and I love my mother to death, and I know she's out there listening. I love you, Mom. And so here's a final thought from GD. I live because I dare. My mother hit me to this saying by Gabori Sidibe. I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's the one who starred in the movie Precious and walked away with an Oscar. I don't think she got the Oscar. I think Monique got the Oscar, but she was Oscar nominated. And I thought it was a great one to close the show with today. I live because I dare. And to add on to it, I say, live the life you have been blessed to have, for it is a gift that should not be wasted. I believe God smiles on us when we live it to the fullest, following our passions and our dreams. I truly believe this. And know this without a doubt, GD loves you very much. Make sure you're loving yourself. And if you got a mom out here, make sure you're celebrating it with her, okay? I'll talk to you later. Love you.